two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL FM Midvale. KSL Salt Lake City. Live team coverage. The June Heat Wave. Day 6 on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
This is the 5 o'clock report. 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial free. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. Fighting wildfire faster. Senator Mitt Romney says the government has to find ways to improve response times for wildfires. He's pushing a bill to create a new commission. It would search for better strategies to keep small fires from becoming catastrophes. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
One issue is that there are many different agencies that own or care for land. In one case, it could be the Forestry Service. In another, it could be land management or state land. And each agency has different regulations on how to respond to fires. Senator Romney believes these different rules may slow down the response. Plus, he wants the commission to look at things like firefighting aircraft and where they should be placed to deal with big blazes across the country.
Senator Romney hopes to attach his proposal to the infrastructure bill now being debated in Washington. Another community has banned personal fireworks for the holidays. The city of Holiday has clamped a ban by unanimous council vote last night. This ban runs through October. Several communities banned fireworks on the Tinder Dry East Bench. Other cities say they can't ban fireworks because of the way Utah law is written. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe explains.
Eagle Mountain City Council has already passed a resolution to prohibit fireworks during the summer holidays. But Sandy City's Councilman Zach Robinson tells KSL TV they just can't do it. The state fire marshal has the authority to make fireworks illegal in unincorporated areas, which it has done this year. But it's up to cities to make the decision within city limits. Still, Utah law is written in a way that spells out exactly what parts of the city can have those restrictions, like within 200 feet of waterways and trails or in dry grass-covered areas. Sandy Councilman Robinson also says the city council is looking at a ban in those high-risk areas. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Wasatch County found a way to ban fireworks, and it's a total ban for the entire county. No fireworks. Campfires are only allowed at Forest Service campgrounds in a certified pit. State Parks campgrounds have also banned fires. The July 4th fireworks on Memorial Hill in Wasatch County, the Pioneer Day fireworks in Charleston Park will happen, you know, because certified pyrotechnicians are running those shows. KSL News Time 502, Utah isn't the only state suffering from this heat. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, heat emergencies exist in Arizona and California, and measurable amounts of rain aren't expected in many areas for months. At Folsom Lake, a drinking water source for millions of Californians, the lake is disappearing. Richard LeMay with California Parks can't imagine what it will look like by December.
I don't want to know. We'll probably just see a river with a small pool in front of the dam.
The heat has been deadly in Arizona, where hospital visits are spiking. President Biden announcing the nation has reached the mark of 300 million COVID vaccines administered in arms in 150 days.
That's an important milestone. It just didn't happen on its own or by chance. It took the ingenuity of American scientists, the full capacity of American companies, whole of government response across federal, state, tribal, and local governments.
But the president is at risk of failing to meet his self-imposed target to have 70% of Americans at least partially vaccinated by July 4th. The 94-year-old who walked from her home in Fort Worth, Texas, to the nation's capital as a way to call on the federal government to make June 19th a national holiday. We walk 2.5 miles tomorrow to mark the 2.5 years that black people in Texas were enslaved past the Emancipation Proclamation. She says she's looking forward to every step.
Walking tomorrow is going to be a joy.
Juneteenth celebrations taking place around the country today and tomorrow. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chalais, KSL News Radio.
Well, Salt Lake County is celebrating Juneteenth today. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson has details.
Lift every voice.
The ceremony taking place outside the county government building today with a list of featured guests and the singing of what is considered the Black National Anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing. Followed by an official county proclamation read by Mayor Jenny Wilson.
And whereas on Juneteenth, 1865, is considered the date when the last slaves in America were freed.
And appearances from NAACP Salt Lake Chapter President John Etta Williams and local Black Lives Matter spokesperson Lex Scott. County residents also got a chance to look at the Black History Museum bus as well. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
UDOT is closing I-80 in Tooele County beginning Monday. Westbound I-80 at the SR 36 junction will close overnight Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week, 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. All traffic will be detoured off the freeway so construction crews can place new beams for a bridge. KSL News Time 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. And here's Ricky Meese.
Backups in Riverton. This is due to a crash northbound Bangor Highway prior to 126 South. That's causing delays. We also have an accident at the top of the on-ramp from 33rd South to join northbound I-15. They are blocking a right lane of traffic. Heavy delays northbound I-15 as you're leaving Farmington and making your way up to the basin. The worst of the slowing is going to be in Layton. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time 5:06. Evacuations are now underway west of Enterprise in southern Utah after gusty wind pushed the flat fire over the containment lines. This is about 45 minutes north of St. George. More firefighting crews are moving in to help. Lightning from these statewide dry thunderstorms today are believed to be the culprit. If you saw a car fire on I-15 near 1600 North in Orem during lunch hour today, Utah National Guard says it was one of their Humvees that caught fire. They say the soldiers all got out safely, the guardsmen, and then they extinguished the fire. The Humvee was completely charred. KSL News Time 5:07. We're learning this afternoon California's Governor Gavin Newsom was assaulted in Oakland yesterday while on official gubernatorial business.
Governor Gavin Newsom was walking to a barber shop and pizzeria in Oakland to promote small business when the California Highway Patrol, which provides security for the governor, says he was approached by an aggressive individual. That man was seen taken to the ground by a plainclothed CHP officer protecting the governor. Newsom did not appear injured, and he joked the different people have different ways of saying hello. The man was booked for resisting an executive officer and assaulting a public official. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Summertime staffing issues at rec centers appear to be getting worse. A popular summer camp in Sandy had to cancel its July and August sessions because they can't get counselors. Parents like John Kinnear say they're not angry with the camp, but he's sad for the kids.
All of our kids were locked up for the entire summer, and all they talked about this year is getting to go back to summer camp, and now it's going to get canceled again. And it's just such a bummer.
Camp officials say they've already stretched the hours for other employees, but many teens they wanted to hire were already working other jobs. People living in Mapleton are under a water boil order. City leaders issued the order after E. coli and total coliform bacteria were found in the water. Officials say until further notice, residents should not use their water for drinking, food prep, washing dishes, or even brushing teeth without boiling it first. KSL News Time 5:08. It's time now for My Minute of News, and we're brought to you by Any Hour Services Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. Angels are supposed to be eternal, but not at Victoria's Secret. Those slender yet curvaceous creatures who bounced and pranced down fashion runways have lost their wings. Victoria's Secret figured out that real women won't buy lingerie because a 19-year-old living on 1,200 calories a day happens to look good wearing. So after a generation of turning up their noses at normal women, the men who run the company have discovered plus sizes, and they just pink-slipped the Angels. It's about time, don't you think? Heaven. Business has been down for years. Victoria's Secret has closed hundreds of stores for a couple of decades. The formula worked. Sales soared. Oh, they were the hottest company. Slinky supermodels, piles of money, and toxic, sexist backstage behavior at those runway shows. Oh, those young models have horror stories to tell. So how hard is it to believe that Jeffrey Epstein was the Victoria's Secret financial advisor? Yup. Your kiss. But now the piles of money are gone. So's Jeffrey Epstein. And the Angels will collect unemployment or sell pencils on street corners. In their stead, Victoria's Secret has created the VS Collective. Accomplished women from the world of sports and acting, and even a biracial plus-size model who will represent the brand, as the company now hopes the cash register will ring every time an angel loses its wings. Heaven.
Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Delays continue southbound I-15 from Murray just after 45th South to 90th South Sandy, and then again between 123rd South to Bluffdale northbound Bangor Highway. A crash prior to 126 South. That's backing traffic. We're also seeing traffic slowing down a little bit now. This is going to be eastbound I-80 from 13th East over to 2300 East, and a little heavy and slow northbound on I-15 from the I-80 201 interchange into downtown. Aubrey?
Well, we're still seeing slowdowns on I-15 if you're traveling southbound from Lehigh's Main Street to Linden right now. Give yourself about 10 extra minutes to get through there. And then also State Street in American Fork is really slow right now from Pleasant Grove Boulevard all the way to Main Street in American Fork. And also, just be careful if you're traveling Pioneer Crossing. It's a little bit slow around the stoplights right now. Michelle?
We're still looking at delays for drivers northbound I-15. This is right about Shepherd Lane going up into the Hill Air Force Base area. Southbound I-15, slow in spots from Ogden down to Kaysville as well. Now, if you're on Highway 89, you're also going to see slowdowns. This is going to be intermittent from Farmington up to South Weber. Any Hour Services Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Their technicians helped over 60,000 Utah homeowners last year. Google Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com. I'm Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Kristen Van Dyke has your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, an hour by hour description as we head towards Saturday.
Another hot one, 97 degrees at 6 p.m. under partly cloudy skies. 8 p.m. partly cloudy, slight chance for storm. Temps around 95 degrees. 10 p.m. a chance for storms and gusty winds, 84. Then gradual clearing tonight with a low of 73. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke with your hourly report.
It's 99 degrees in Salt Lake City as predicted. In Provo, it's 100. Even Ogden 95 degrees. KSL News Time 5:12, and we go in depth now with Maria Chaleos.
Jeff, it's a good day for a popsicle, but have you ever wondered how the popsicle was born? It was purely by accident in 1905 when an 11-year-old, Frank Epperson, mixed himself a refreshing drink made with a powdered soda mix and water. When he headed inside for the night, he left his drink sitting out on the porch with a wooden stirring stick still in it. The next morning, his sugary drink was frozen solid after an uncharacteristically cold night in the San Francisco Bay Area. Now, he removed the concoction from the glass, tasted his newfound treat, and before you know it, he was making it for the neighbor kids. As an adult, he made it for his kids. And it wasn't until 18 years after his original discovery that he finally decided to file a patent for his frozen goodie. He had originally intended to call it his invention Epsicles, a combination of his name and the word icicle. However, his kids had begun to call them Popsicles, and that name stuck.
Oh.
In 1923, the price of a popsicle, Jeff? 5 cents.
course, it was 5 cents. What is it now? I don't even know.
I don't either.
You buy six packs, they're $4 or $5. Thanks, Maria. On a day that Americans commemorate the end of slavery after the Civil War, a piece of history from that same era has been unearthed in Texas. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan.
18 feet below a busy downtown Houston street, a worker with a jackhammer hit something hard, like a lead bowling ball.
It's fortunate that a backhoe or somebody digging a line didn't run into it years and years ago.
And he's lucky it didn't detonate. University of Houston historian Gene Proy says the 80-pound cannonball was most likely dropped into what was then a swamp by retreating Confederate soldiers. And that's where it sat, undisturbed for around 170 years, until now. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
One of the stories we're following on the 5 o'clock report, if you're looking to beat the heat by going into the Uintas this weekend, you're limited to where you can roast the marshmallows. Kira Hoffelmeyer's live with more. Kira?
Jeff, campfires and charcoal barbecues will be only allowed in fire pits and grills at designated campgrounds in the National Forest this weekend. The Park Record reports the Forest Service says the restrictions were necessary to reduce the risk of human-caused fires. Law enforcement officials say they'll issue citations this year, too, because of the historic drought conditions and the high fire danger. You're not going to get a first warning like you normally might if you're burning outside of the fire pits or grills at designated campgrounds. Summit County also announced that it's moving itself into the extreme fire danger category, Jeff. So that's what's going on.
All right. Thanks a lot, Kira. It's deadly serious. Trending on social media, the one place you'd think you'd be safe from fire, but in New Jersey, fire erupted at a big water park yesterday. Flames engulfed a giant water slide called High Anxiety. It certainly was for firefighters. Fortunately, the park was closed when the fire sparked. But how does a water slide catch fire? I can't figure. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a push from Senator Romney to improve responses to wildfires. He's proposing a new commission that would take a closer look at how governments can keep fires from becoming catastrophes. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, evacuations are happening at the Flat Fire, which is burning in southern Utah just this afternoon. Gusty wind pushed the fire over containment lines. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We've had a really slow ride northbound on I-15 in Davis County from about Glover Lane in Farmington all the way into Clearfield. And for downtown drivers, watch for a crash at State Street 400 South, a crash with injuries at 6 South and 200 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The heat continues after highs in the upper 90s. A chance for storms down to 73 tonight, then more sunshine and 99 tomorrow. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
99 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. President Biden says the nation's reached another milestone in the battle against COVID-19, 300 million shots since he took office.
President Biden says the U.S. effort to vaccinate Americans is working and is at a much better place than it was at the start of his presidency.
On July 4, we're going to celebrate our independence from the virus as we celebrate our independence of our nation.
65% of American adults have received at least one dose of the vaccine. 15 states and D.C. have already met the 70% threshold, but President Biden will likely fall short of a self-imposed July 4th deadline to reach that percentage nationwide. While concerns grow about the deadlier Delta variant, Biden says he doesn't anticipate lockdowns. Faith Abube, ABC News, Washington.
A Missouri couple who took up arms at their house answered to charges.
Mark and Patricia McCloskey have pleaded guilty to misdemeanor charges related to the case and agreed to give up their guns. They will not face jail time. The McCloskeys gained national attention from the incident, which occurred as protesters marched past their home on their way to the mayor's house in the aftermath of the George Floyd killing. Since then, the McCloskeys were invited to speak at the Republican National Convention last year, and Mark McCloskey, a personal injury lawyer, has announced his bid for the Senate race to succeed Missouri's Roy Blunt, who's retiring. Kent Martin, ABC News, St. Louis.
The Gulf Coast is bracing for some rough weather.
Timing-wise, it is happening, if we want to call it landfall, early tomorrow morning and then moving into the southeast through the weekend. And that's why it's not just the coast. I want you to really watch this because northern Alabama and North Georgia by Sunday early morning, even far south Tennessee, could see some of these 6-inch totals when we talk about heavy rains.
ABC News Chief Meteorologist Jinzer Z. American Catholic bishops are debating whether President Biden and other politicians who support abortion rights should receive communion. Rough day for the markets. The Dow plunged 533 points. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth.
Do or die for the Utah Jazz. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Game 6, 8 o'clock tonight. It could end the season if they don't pull it off. Earlier, I talked with KSL Sports Jazz insider Ben Anderson. Unfortunately, he's only mildly hopeful.
The good news is Mike Conley sounds like he's going to be back in the lineup. He hasn't played the last 5 games for the Jazz after re-aggravating that hamstring injury. So, you know, it's a little bit of pressure off Donovan Mitchell. If Donovan Mitchell's out there, he's also listed as questionable for tonight's game because of that ankle injury.
Okay. Any spidey sense about what's going to happen with Donovan tonight?
I would be stunned if he didn't give it a go. As you mentioned, it's do or die. This is your last chance if you want to keep your season alive. He sounds like he desperately does. So the Jazz have tried to keep him out of games because of injury in the past. I bet they both suit up and give the Jazz a good chance tonight.
Yeah, you got to think a guy who's making $195 million when it's all on the line, forget about the boo-boo, get on the basketball court. Right.
Yeah, and you know what? If you lose and you're hurt now, you've got the whole summer to rest. So this really is the best time to play hurt if there's ever such a thing to do it.
So the Jazz still have Rudy Gobert on the court in good health. His defense is better than ever right now, but they've had a hard time getting the stops. Right?
Yeah, well, right now the Clippers are playing a smaller lineup, and that means they're trying to pull Rudy Gobert out from the rim where he's so good defensively. And when they do that, it makes it easier for the Clippers players to drive around the other Jazz defenders and get to the rim. So you have to credit the Clippers. They've done a nice job with their game plan to make it difficult for the Jazz to win the series, and that's why they lead 3-2.
All right. We've had you on all season long. I don't know if you do predictions, but what do you think tonight, Ben?
I think Jazz fans should enjoy the last 48 minutes of the season tonight.
That's cold. Ice cold. But thank you to Ben Anderson. Nonetheless, we'll see tonight. KSL News Time 520. Triple team traffic now. And here's Ricky Meese.
A new crash called out in Taylorsville, 5400 south, about 2800 west. And we also have the crash causing delays in Riverton northbound on Bangor Highway prior to 126 south. On the Valley Freeways, a little heavy and slow. This is eastbound on I-80 starting just after 7th East. But by the time you're reaching 2300 east, you're back to much better speeds. Southbound I-15, it's still a slow ride between 4500 South Murray to 90th South Sandy and then again from Bangor Highway to the Point. Aubrey?
Well, right now it's about a 25-minute ride from Pioneer Crossing to Orem on southbound I-15. Give yourself some time to make it through that slow stretch. University Parkway is really busy right now from I-15 all the way up to 800 East. And Redwood Road in Saratoga Springs is slow between Pioneer Crossing and 2100 North. Michelle?
Well, we're still looking at these delays. This is northbound I-15 in spots from the US 89 split to Hill Air Force Base. Southbound I-15 slowing in spots Ogden to Farmington with a crash still being cleared. This is southbound near Burton Lane. And Highway 89 bogged down in spots from Farmington to South Weber. It's a summer that takes you places with Deseret Book and Lagoon. Get a $10 off Lagoon coupon with every $5 spent at Deseret Book. Biggest discount anywhere. See store for details. I'm Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines, and here's the 7-day forecast. Listen to Kristen Van Dyke.
For tonight, a chance for a few thunderstorms, low of 73. Then tomorrow, 99 degrees with more smoke moving in. Father's Day, a cold front pushes in to bring in a cool down, 96 and less smoke. Then on Monday, we're starting in the mid-60s with a high of 92 in the afternoon, the coolest day of the week. 96 again on Tuesday with highs staying in the middle to upper 90s after that. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
99 in Salt Lake City, 100 even in Provo, and we have breaking news on KSL News Radio. The NTSB says it's investigating a small plane crash in Tooele County this afternoon. This was in the Rush Valley area. The NTSB believes there were 2 people on the plane. There's also a wildfire burning in this area, the Morgan Canyon fire. The NTSB nor fire officials would confirm if this plane crash started the fire. Stay with us for the very latest to KSL News Radio. KSL News Time 522.
This is Derek Miller speaking on business. With over 40 offices in 14 states, Ide Bailey offers an extensive range of services for a number of industries, including construction, dealerships, financial institutions, healthcare, and more. Ted Hill, partner at Ide Bailey, is here with the details.
Ide Bailey is a top 25 CPA and advisory firm helping the middle market grow and thrive. We'll work with you to imagine what's possible and bring that vision to life. When you're planning in an ever-changing environment, we are here to help you navigate complex compliance requirements, optimize operations, invest in digital transformation, and plan for the future. We're Utah's largest accounting and advisory firm with offices across the Wasatch Front. We provide audit and tax services as well as our expanded services, including accounting services, cost segregation studies, employee benefits, healthcare reform consulting, and wealth management. We're focused on the future, so we specialize in business outsourcing, cybersecurity consulting, technology consulting, data analytics, and more. We want our clients to feel prepared, so we work hard to help provide solutions around their needs so they can achieve their business goals. With more than 2,500 staff across the nation, we're also committed to our inclusion and diversity initiative. Our mission is to create an environment where we build a workforce that is reflective of the communities in which we work. We're proud of the work we're doing and look forward to contributing toward our community's growth.
Ide Bailey is dedicated to equipping clients with tools and knowledge they need to succeed. Visit IdeBailey.com for more information. I'm Derek Miller with the Salt Lake Chamber, and this is Speaking on Business.
If you see a traffic accident and it's safe for you to text, alert us at 57500. That's the UCCU-KSL text line. Love where you bank.
Time for our Eye in the Sky traffic report.
Lisa, there's a long line of cars and even some people on foot chasing after a Traeger grill rolling down the interstate. Oh, wait, the Traeger's come to a stop, and they're grilling the food now. I can see meat, veggies, even a tray of what looks like cinnamon rolls, though it could be cookies. I'm going down for a closer taste. I mean, look.
Welcome to the Traegerhood. Visit TraegerGrills.com to learn more.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL's the most wonderful time of the year. Not Christmas, no. Prime Day. June 21st, it begins. The e-giant Amazon offers mega discounts. The most heavily discounted items this year will be the Amazon-branded products, Echo Dots, Fire TVs. Other standout sales include 25% off AirPods and $280 off a Shark robot vacuum. KSL drives self-driving cars are closer than you think. Yahoo Finance reports autonomous taxis are available in Arizona and Nevada. The technology is also making progress into everyday cars. Wall Street today, interest rate fears sent the Dow sprawling. It was down 533 points. That's 1.6%, closing the week at 33,290. The S&P slid 55 points. The NASDAQ was down 130. KSL News Time 526, U.S. currency is getting some new faces. ABC's Daria Albinger has the story.
A pioneering Native American leader is among the first group the U.S. Mint selected for its American Women Quarters program. Wilma Mankiller, the first female principal chief of the Cherokee Nation, became one of the most visible Native American officials in her 10 years at the helm of the Cherokee Nation of Oklahoma. She joined celebrated poet and author Maya Angelou, astronaut Sally Ride, the first American woman in space, Adelina Otero Warren, a leader in New Mexico's suffrage movement, and Anna Mae Wong, the first Chinese-American Hollywood film star. The first quarters go into circulation next year. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.